Vince D'Addario, Sean Steyer's back at the Palace at Penn High School. Let's give you the starting lineup for tonight's game between the host Penn Kingsmen and the visiting Adams Eagles, who have both won a pair of games to get here tonight to the championship. First for Adams, a 6'1 senior averaging 12 points per game. Ben Foster, a 6'2 sophomore forward averaging 4.8 points and 4.4 rebounds. Lynn King, a 5'11 sophomore guard averaging 11.2 points and 3.6 rebounds. Quintez Columbus, who's had a really good tournament so far, 32 total points in the two games. A 6'1 sophomore guard averaging 12 points and 4.6 rebounds, Sidney Jeffries. And a 6'1 senior forward averaging 15.6 points and 9.5 rebounds, both team highs, Shaq Johnson. Adams is coached by second-year head coach Chad Johnston with a T, 14-12 overall this season. For Penn, it is the same starting five for the 25th time this season, a 5'10 junior averaging 5.5 points, Carter Hickey, a 6'1 senior averaging 19 points, Drew Lutz, a 6'2 senior averaging 11.8 points, Bo Ludwig, a 6'6 senior averaging 19.8 points, Noah Applegate, and a 6'6 senior averaging 8.1 points and 4.9 rebounds, Keegan Hoskins. Players are at center court. It is Johnson and Applegate, and we await as the referee dribbles, and the tip is up, and it is controlled by Penn. Quickly down low, the layup is good by Bo Ludwig.
Yeah, it was a nice quick look. That's obviously something that they work on. Bo Ludwig shot straight to the basket on the tip, and he was wide open.
Out of the gates, Penn is leading 2-0. One shot, one basket. The Kingsmen on top, but again, they won by 13 during the regular season on this same floor. Adams dressed out road blue uniforms, white numbers, red trim. Penn in home whites with gold numbers and black trim. A drive and some contact, and Sidney Jeffries draws the foul as he flips it up there with one hand. The foul goes on the forward, Keegan Hoskins. Jeffries to the foul line where he shoots just 58%. And again, as a team, Adams is just a 61% free throw shooting team, but Jeffries sinks the first one as it swishes the nylon. 2-1 the score.
But I feel like a lot of that has to do with the fact that Coach Johnston plays so many young players. It just seems like free throws, it's not even necessarily about skill. It's just about being composed and taking your time. And I think that comes with age. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that number to go up in the next coming years.
Two seniors and three sophomores in the starting lineup for Adams. And the jump shot from the left baseline by Drew Lutz, who reached the 1,000-point club last night as Quintez Columbus dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds into the Penn bench. And with that in mind, Drew Lutz and Noah Applegate become the first pair of Penn starters in the lineup at the same time who have scored 1,000 points in their career. They have both done it. Applegate is Penn's all-time leading scorer. He did that earlier this season. 4-2, Penn on top. Just over a minute into the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. A spin down to the right corner. A step back by Ludwig. He puts up the three. It's short. Crashes for his own rebound on the baseline. Over to the left. It's Lutz for three. He falls to the floor. The rebound is taken down low by Hoskins, and he kicks it back outside.
Two offensive boards there for Penn. Let's see if they can capitalize on it.
Applegate with a left hand, spins into the lane, kicks it down right corner to Ludwig. The three is short again, and Shaq Johnson with the rebound dribbles as he falls to the floor, keeps the possession alive, and Adams comes up with the basketball, trailing 4-2 with 6:13 to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Sidney Jeffries deep on the right wing, right in front of the Penn bench. Now comes to the middle a little bit. Ben Foster standing down on the right corner. He scored just 1 point last night against Clay, 9 points in the two games. He's a 12-point-per-game scorer. Bounced outside, Foster comes into the lane, puts it up, and he will be called for the offensive foul.
And I'll tell you what, these officials, it's the same kind of group we had the last couple of nights. They love the charge call, man. I'll tell you what. I don't feel like the defender was set on that personally. I mean, it was a good drive by Foster, picking up the loose ball and driving to the hole. And I don't feel like, I feel like he's got slid underneath. And but Penn basketball.
4-2. Penn leading. A screen by Applegate as going to the left or to the right for a moment was Ludwig. He passed back to the left to Applegate, who hit the shot.
Yeah, that was a nice little follow away. You don't necessarily expect a guy of Applegate's size to just spot up and hit a J like that, but like he does it all the time.
Jeffries through the lane, drives to the hoop and hits the glass and drops it down. Jeffries with all four Adams points. Penn leads by two as we head toward five to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Now we're going to have an illegal screen, it looks like, on Hoskins, and it'll go back the other way. That's two already on Hoskins here in the first quarter. He'll take a seat as Derek Durda replaces him.
Well, and that's huge. If you're an Adams fan, that's exactly what you want. You want to get one of those tall drinks of water out of the game early, and we're only, what, 2 minutes into there, 3 minutes into this game, and one's already on the bench with two fouls.
We mentioned that offensive rebounding advantage for Adams kind of negated when you've got a couple of 6'6 players in, but now Hoskins is out, and so they lose 4 inches, and we're going to have another offensive foul as...
Well, they're going to call that on Shaq Johnson for throwing the elbow.
Player control foul, charge number 23.
Durda, who had just checked in, took an elbow to the face.
Yeah, he received the foul.
Yeah. I was starting to write the foul over there. No, that's wrong. So he took an elbow to the face. Shaq Johnson was called for the foul. That's two fouls on each team. Backdoor cut and an easy layup for Drew Lutz.
Yeah, making that look way too easy. Probably exactly how they drew it up.
Contact now and a blocking foul is called against Penn.
I think that's the right call. I mean, Lutz kind of slid over and got run into. He definitely did not have his feet set, even though the largely Penn crowd here didn't like the call.
Penn by four, a layup attempt won't go. The tip-in try doesn't go for Lynn King, and then Applegate ends up taking the rebound after the miss, and Ludwig back at the other end quickly as Penn zips it up court for the easy, uncontested layup, and Chad Johnston wants a timeout. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. It's 10-4 Penn on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Penn out to a 10-4 lead, 4:12 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. We wait for Adams to inbound down on its own baseline, and they will walk it up court. Quintez Columbus picked up in backcourt. He will zip it over to Lynn King, who gets double-teamed, and back out near center court to Columbus, who is doubled as he goes, and a deflected ball, deflected right back, and it's down low. Foster to Shaq Johnson for an easy layup.
And that was a nice break of the matchup zone they had up high, trying to give Adams pressure and trouble, and they did, but the loose ball ended up getting a wide open Johnson underneath the basket. A good look by Foster.
10-6 now, Adams, after falling behind 10-4. Ludwig will drive from the left. His layup doesn't go. Applegate fights for the rebound, takes it between a pair of Adams players, zips it across the lane from left to right. It won't go, and Columbus with the rebound for the Eagles. Now, down in the corner, it's Foster for three. It won't go, but skying high is Jeffries, and he'll put it right back up and in.
And there's the offensive board that Adams loves so much that bring the score to within two, 10-8, Penn.
3:08 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Drew Lutz up top, stops and passes to the right to Ludwig. To the elbow, off the foot of a Penn player. Jeffries picks it up, 2-1-1. Here's Jeffries all the way. The left-hand layup good. He has 8 of Adams' 10 points, and we are tied at 10, and Al Rhodes wants a timeout. Lightning strikes for the Eagles with 2:50 to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Back after this 30-second timeout on WSBT. 10-10, Adams with 6 straight points after falling behind 10-4, ties Penn. 2:44 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Penn with the basketball. Down low, Applegate goes reverse with the left hand and lays it in.
Yeah, if Applegate gets the ball that deep in the hole, good things are going to happen for the Kingsmen. Able to do the nice little reverse layup.
12-10, Penn. Foster on the outside, holds. Crossover, comes into the lane. Foster dishes down low. Johnson powers his way up, and we're tied at 12.
Well, he went through contact on that too, Sean. There were a couple of guys from Penn right in his face, and the six-foot Johnson able to go up and make it happen.
You're going to have a blocking foul as Lutz comes into the lane and tries to drive. It'll be Sidney Jeffries. And, you know, I mentioned Ben Foster. He averages 12 a game, and again, he's got just 9 points in the first two games of this sectional combined, but he's already done some stuff like we just saw there, penetrate and dish a little bit more to get himself involved and get his team going. Another turnover. Here's Jeffries again. Around a defender, he'll lay it in, and Adams takes a 14-12 lead.
I'll tell you what, Jeffries got 10 points already, 10 of the 14 Adams points, and they're just fast breaking. They're getting their hands in the passing lane. They're doing a great job.
The Adams crowd comes alive as Foster falls to the floor and will be called for his first foul of the night with a minute 51 to second foul of the night. You were holding up two, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
that's his number. I'm like, I know it's Foster. What are you talking about?
You're
yeah,
right.
Second foul. You're right.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, that's hilarious. See, I thought we had the hand signals down.
That's right. We've only been doing this all season.
Oh, good stuff.
Lundwick will inbound. Jeffries nearly with a steal. Lutz is able to keep it, though. He'll zip it down to the right corner. The three is on the way. It won't go, and there's Jeffries skying high for the rebound, and a foul is coming on Penn as well.
And they're going to call that on Ludwig, and he had his hands on the ball. I think everybody in the gym figured that was going to be a jump ball situation, but the foul was called instead, which honestly is a little surprising.
14-12, Adams leads with a minute 33 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Lynn King out of the wing, gets a screen from Johnson, pulls up at the left elbow, and Lynn King hits the jump shot from there. Adams leads by four.
Did not see that one coming. That was a nice little move coming right off the screen, just inside the three-point line.
Skip pass right corner, Ludwig a three. It won't go, and up high once again is Sidney Jeffries. He's bounced around everywhere. Up high for rebounds, down low for loose balls and steals, and Chuck Worsham is in the game for the first time after Foster picked up his second foul. Just under a minute to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Adams 16, Penn 12. Right wing, a three does not go, and traveling is called on Sidney Jeffries anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what, from an offensive side of things for Penn, they're getting open looks. I mean, they've had, I think, 4 or 5 three-point attempts from the corner over there, and they've missed every single one of them. Eventually, you got to think those shots are going to fall. They shoot 37% on the season. Some of those are going to have to go down eventually. Adams is going to have to stop that open shot.
Penn was on fire from long range last night as Applegate drives and dishes back outside. 36 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Outside and out, inside, and a throwdown by Noah Applegate.
Yeah, and a defensive breakdown there for Adams. Columbus went skying out of bounds to save a ball and almost steal it, but it went right to a Penn player, and he was able to find Applegate for the dunk.
Penn hit 10 three-pointers last night, and Shaq Johnson fouled as he goes up with 13 and a half seconds to play in the first quarter. Derek Durda will be whistled for his first, so the two post players down low, really the responsibility of guarding Shaq Johnson. Hoskins and Durda have three combined fouls right now.
Yeah, that's not good if you're a Penn fan because, you know, Penn doesn't go very deep on the bench. They go one deep. So they play with six guys. And if those guys get into foul trouble, you're going to be in some uncharted territory for the Kingsmen.
Penn was 10 of 18 on three-point tries last night after going just 3 for 16 in their first game Tuesday in the win over Riley. Johnson hits one out of two free throws. He has 5 points. Adams leads 17-14 with 10 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Drew Lutz, guarded by Worsham, zips it down to the right corner. A three on the way for Hickey. It won't go. Offensive rebound. The follow didn't go for Durda, And that will be the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Penn led 10-4 at one point, but then it was 13-4 after that, the Adams advantage to close the quarter. At the end of one, it's Adams 17, Penn 14 in the sectional championship game on WSBT. Adams leads the Kingsmen 17-14. Penn's last sectional title came in 2014 when they beat Adams. Adams' last sectional title was 2 years ago when they had to play Riley in the first round out at the South Bend, Washington sectional. Skip pass over to Worsham. It was deflected by Columbus. Didn't see Worsham back there. Intercepted, and Noah Applegate coast to coast with the layup. He has eight, half of Penn's 16 points, and it's a one-point Adams lead.
And he's 4-for-4 from the field, and he just went coast to coast. So great job by the big man, able to dribble drive all the way down in and make a nice move at the basket.
Penn extending its defense. Chuck Worsham out there. Sidney Jeffries on the dribble, passes over to the left. Quintez Columbus, who scored 13 last night in the win over Clay. 35 combined fouls in that Adams-Clay game.
Penn started out in a man-to-man, and now they've gone to a 2-3 matchup zone to try to thwart what Adams was doing offensively.
Worsham, inside it goes to Columbus. Two defenders there. Tries to use the glass, wouldn't go, and the rebound down to Durda. Penn trails by a point with a basketball. Bounce down, fade away, right baseline, and Noah Applegate's hot streak continues. He's 5-for-5 for 10 points. Penn goes on top, 18-17.
Yeah, he can't miss, and some of the shots he's taken are not easy shots either. They're jumpers, they're fadeaways. I mean, he's on fire.
Tavon Columbus feeds Chuck Worsham, who slices through the lane and lays it in. And Adams goes back on top, 19-18, as we head towards 6 minutes to play in the first half. Drew Lutz goes left, goes behind his back, steps out, three-pointer, won't go. Rebound down to Shaq Johnson and the Eagles. Here comes Quintez Columbus to Sidney Jeffries. Right baseline, the pull-up over Applegate, hits the rim twice, didn't go. Shaq Johnson, rebound, and the ball goes up strong with the layup and a foul as well.
That's Shaq Johnson's specialty right there, pulling down the offensive board, going up strong through contact, able to get the ball down. He's got a chance at the three-point play.
And that is Derek Durda. And so now I mentioned this early, Durda came in for Keegan Hoskins, who picked up two fouls in the first 3 minutes, and now between those two they have four fouls with 5:49 to play in the first half. We have a timeout taken, 21-18 Adams on WSBT. Jack Johnson after another Adams offensive rebound with the basket and the foul by Derek Durda, who picks up his second. Johnson at the free throw line, rims it around and down. So Johnson's 2-for-3 at the line tonight, and that's key for him because he's just a 55% free throw shooter for the season.
Well, and he's going to keep going up strong, and he's probably going to keep getting hacked. So if he can be successful at the free throw line, that's only going to help the Eagles.
Hold it. Hack-a-shack, is that what you're saying?
Oh, my goodness. You've been waiting for that one, haven't you?
Left-hand layup again. Noah Applegate, has he missed yet?
No, he has not. He's 6-for-6.
And it's 22-20. Adams by two with 5:25 to play in the first half. Chuck Worsham standing out in the corner near midcourt, right in front of the Penn cheerleaders and Adams principal, Mr. Seitz.
Yes.
What's his first name?
It's not Matt.
It's just
that's
Mr. Seitz, right?
It's Mr. Seitz.
He's on the far side of the floor. And Adams just content right now to play some keep away and milk possessions as much as they can.
I mean, you're winning, and if Penn isn't going to force the issue, then I don't know. I mean, it's not my cup of tea. It doesn't make for super interesting radio. But
Chuck Worsham is just standing, holding the ball with his left hand, and Penn is not coming out to closely guard him to force a count by the officials. Now they come out and double-team him. Sidney Jeffries doubled near the far sideline, and now Worsham, as Penn does bring the defense out. High post Johnson to Columbus on the wing. Ball fake left, and then he passes left to Worsham. Inside, it's Johnson, and the layup is good.
Hey, if it works, don't. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? I mean, he was standing out there for a good minute and a half on the clock. Finally, they came out, but the entire defense came out, and they ended up leaving Johnson open down on the baseline.
24-20, Adams. Down to the left corner, it goes, and now Noah Applegate, who hasn't missed. Applegate is out of bounds.
No, they're going to call a foul.
No, they're going to call a foul on the baseline.
On Lynn King, I believe.
It is Lynn King. That's his first. And I agree with you. Now, it's not interesting basketball by any means, but I think it's a nice little piece of strategy by Chad Johnston. Stand there, force Penn to do something, see what they'll do.
And
I mean, you're the
underdog
in this game.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's your advantage to shorten this game as much as possible.
No question.
Left baseline, Applegate misses a jumper for the first time. Offensive rebound, though, by Durda. Applegate on the right wing, dribbles once, kicks it out between the circles to Lutz. 24-20, Adams leads Penn. 3:50 to go in the first half. Lutz standing on the P back near midcourt, the P of the script, Penn on the floor. Back over to Lutz on the left wing on the pass from Hickey. Lutz down to the baseline. Wraparound pass for Ludwig. Goes up and a basket and a foul. I thought maybe he shuffled his feet inside.
I did too.
But they give him the basket and he's fouled too.
Yeah, they're going to call the foul. Let's see on Shaq Johnson. Yeah.
It's the second on Johnson. Each team with six fouls now. Ludwig to the free throw line where he shoots 71%. Ludwig, 10 points in the Tuesday game against Riley, 17 last night, going 4-for-5 from long range, converts the three-point play at the free throw line here to cut Penn's deficit to 1 with 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. These two with a history of playing in sectionals in the postseason. After a missed shot, Ludwig takes the rebound, his second of the night. Lutz behind his back will back it out and stand on the P again near midcourt. Sidney Jeffries plays off him a few feet over to the right wing. Ludwig, who, as we mentioned off the air once, has a fresh buzz of a haircut tonight, got his high fade going. And a foul is going to go against Adams on the far side of the floor.
Well, and that's going to put Penn into the bonus for the last 2:58 of the half here. As that is their seventh foul of the half. So 1-1 for Hickey.
The first on Worsham. And Hickey to the line. Scoreless so far tonight. Hits the first free throw. Penn, a good free throw shooting team at 74% for the season. Hickey, a 62% foul shooter. He made the first, misses the second, and Jeffrey skies high for another Adams rebound. We're tied at 24, the fourth tie of the first half. 2:48 to play in the second quarter. Jeffries hands it off to Quintez Columbus, who comes between the circles and then passes off to Worsham, who stands on the end of Penn near midcourt. Skip pass high to Worsham on the left wing. Worsham into the lane, drives, won't go. Jeffries won't go on the tip try, got another one. Shaq Johnson with a third offensive rebound and a basket and a foul.
Wow, what a great job. Three offensive boards on that possession, coming away with points. So impressive. So impressive.
My goodness. Chad Johnston said last night he's a big Tom Izzo fan. He's gone up and went and done some instructional stuffs with Tom Izzo at Michigan State, and that's where the offensive rebounding philosophy comes from. And they are dominant on the offensive glass as Shaq Johnson hits the free throw to convert the three-point play, and Adams leads 27-24, 2:18 to play in the first half. Bounce pass, Applegate, guarded by King, forces it up side of the backboard. Worsham with the rebound. Up court, Worsham goes behind his back, spins inside, layup won't go, but Shaq Johnson cleaning more offensive glass, and he lays it in. He has 15 points, and Adams leads 29-24.
They're going to call a blocking foul there on Jeffries, I believe, as Lutz came streaking into the lane. So he's going to go to the line to shoot one and a bonus. They're going to say it was on the floor, but man, that looked awfully close to a player control foul.
Tavon Columbus is in as Lynn King sits down. Jeffries has his second foul. That's 8 on Adams. 1:58 to play in the first half. The Eagles lead the Kingsmen 29-24 here at the Palace. That will bring Keegan Hoskins back in. He picked up his second foul just 3 minutes into the game in the first quarter. Hoskins has scored 25 points in the first two games of the sectional combined. Lutz at the line, misses the front end of the one-and-one, and the rebound to Columbus. Columbus off to Jeffries. He'll bank it down.
Well, and I think right there, that is a prime example of what happens when you're in a little bit of foul trouble. They could have bodied him up on that layup, and they couldn't because they were going to foul him.
Hoskins misses a shot down low. He gets his own offensive rebound himself and takes it up and in. And it's 31-26 Adams with a minute and a half remaining in half number one. And Chad Johnston, the Adams head coach, wants a timeout. Little bit more energy displayed by Adams so far tonight, Vince.
Well, when you can taste a potential championship, you know, I mean, it's like I said, it's championship Saturday. They're learning right now they can play with these guys. And when you can taste it and you get confidence, man, that changes the whole equation.
A minute and a half to play in the first half. Did they make this a full timeout? We're going to have to keep going at this point.
Everybody's standing, so I think it's a 30.
What's Penn right now on three-pointers?
Penn is specifically, 0-7.
0-7.
0-7.
That's more like what they did. They were 3-16 against Riley on Tuesday, but they were 10-18 last night. Just blistered it.
Absolutely.
Against LaPorte, but 0-7. To start this game tonight.
Well, and surprisingly, Adams, now granted, they haven't hit one, but they've only taken one three-pointer, and that's not really like them either.
But they're also killing it in the paint right
yes,
now.
They are.
Tavon Columbus is back in. Chuck Worsham down to the block, guarded by Applegate. Johnson loses it. It is stolen, and the driving layup by Ludwig is good.
Yeah, it was a good job by Ludwig. He was able to knock down the pass on the defensive end and take it all the way, and I thought through contact, and lay it up and in.
Heading toward a minute to play in the first half. A driving layup misses by Columbus. The rebound taken by Hoskins. 52 seconds left in the first half. Adams leads 31-28. Drew Lutz cues up a three. It won't go, and the Kingsmen now 0-8 from long range as Worsham takes the rebound.
No reason for there to be more than one shot attempt here with 36 and counting to go in the first half.
Adams on top, 31-28. Just under 30 seconds now remaining in the half. Jeffries dribbling off to the right, doubled. He will pass it outside to Johnson, and they swing it back around to Worsham, who looks to the far side of the floor to his head coach, Chad Johnston, for instruction. Hickey comes out to guard Worsham, 13 seconds. Worsham drives hard off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound down to Ludwig, to Lutz. Outside, a three-pointer is on the way. It is short. They fight for the rebound, taken underneath by Penn, by Hoskins, and he's going to run out of time. He was pinned too far underneath the basket. Good job defensively by Adams to get back at a battle for that board, and they will go to the locker room with the underdog Adams Eagles leading the Penn Kingsmen 21-3 overall this season by a score of 31-28. So an entertaining first half as the Eagles take the lead into the locker room. We will take a timeout. When we come back, you will hear the U.S. Sign Crafters halftime scoreboard show with Matt Embry in the studios. He's got some interesting news on Jaden Ivey and what's going on with Marion Knights and their sectional championship. Some big news for him. Here at the Palace, Adams leads Penn 31-28. We'll have stats after the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard show. You're listening to IHSA Sectional Basketball from Penn, brought to you by Bethel College and the Bethel College Athletics Department on 96.1 WSBT, the sports lead. With Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers, back at the Palace at Penn High School. Adams leads Penn 31-28 at halftime. Vince D'Addario has some halftime statistics for us.
Yeah, both teams shooting fairly well already. Penn shooting 46% from the field, 13 of 28 overall, while Adams is shooting 13 of 26, which is right on the money at 50%. Neither team has hit a three. Penn 0 of 9, South Bend 0 for 1. From the free throw line, Penn only shooting 50%, 2 of 4 so far, while Adams is 5 of 6 for 83%. Both teams with 24 points in the paint. I unofficially have them at Adams with 17 rebounds, Penn with 12. I believe the official stats that we were handed are a little bit different, but we'll go through those.
Don't worry about it.
some individual scoring. First for Adams. Shaq Johnson has 15 points. He's 100% from the field. 6 for 6, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Jeffries has 12 points. He's 5 of 8. Hit both his free throws. Lynn King has 2 points, and Chuck Wortham has 2 points. For the Kingsmen, Noah Applegate, he's 6 of 8 from the field. He's got 12 points so far. Bo Ludwig, 4 of 10 from the field, but he's 0 for 4 from 3, which is surprising. He's got 9 tonight. Drew Lutz, also 0 for 3 from 3. He's 2 of 5 from the field. He's got 4 points. Keegan Hoskins, in limited time due to foul trouble, he hit 1 out of 2, so he's got 2 points. And Carter Hickey, the only junior starter for the Kingsmen, missed all of his shots so far. They were both from three, but he hit one free throw, so he's got 1 point. So your halftime score, Adams 31, Penn 28.
And mention the last three times Penn and Adams have played in sectionals, it has been in the sectional championship game. The last time in 2014, Penn won 68-53. In 2013, Adams beat Penn 93-71. And in 2012, the first sectional championship in 14 years at the time for Adams, the Eagles beat Penn 66-58. And in all three of those times, when Penn won in 2014 and when Adams won the 2 years before that, all three of those teams went on to play in the regional championship game the following weekend. The previous times since 1999, that Adams, and this is actually in the last 25 years, they played in 2010, 2008, 2000, and in 1999, Penn went 3-1 in those games against the Eagles. And it is 31-28 as the second half begins. Penn with a basketball, moving left to right, Adams by three. Ludwig on the left wing. Inside it goes, and a basket and a foul. Noah Applegate flips it in with a right hand. He is now 7 out of 9. He'll go to the free throw line for the first time and a chance to tie it up.
That was a great play coming out of the half for Penn. Noah Applegate comes across two screens, catches the ball so deep underneath the basket. There's really nothing Adams could do on that, and Lynn King is called for the foul.
Applegate hits the free throw, and we are now tied at 31. There were four ties in the first half. Quintez Columbus standing out near midcourt, dribbling. He'll pass over to the left to Sidney Jeffries. He will back it out, and again, Adams being patient, tied at 31, just over 30 seconds gone in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. King forces it up. Good defense by Applegate, stripped away by Hoskins. Now back at the other end, Jeffries goes up high to come up with a steal, and he'll be fouled.
And Ludwig's going to pick up his third foul, which might find him a little bench here, but it doesn't look like Coach Rhodes is going to the bench. But that's a tough pass if you're Penn to go full court like that. So many athletes on Adams' team that one of them is going to bound to get up there and get a hand on it, and that's exactly what happened.
Tied at 31, each team with one foul in the first minute of the second half. Jeffries from the free throw line, pull-up jumper off the back iron, rebound taken by Applegate. Penn comes back, moving left to right, right in front of us to Ludwig out on the wing. And Ludwig, the first two games of this sectional, combined for 6 3-pointers. Penn 0 for 9 from three-point range in the first half. Here's Hickey from the corner. It rims off, and now they're 0 for 10 on three-pointers. And King with the Adams rebound, tied at 31. Jeffries, Foster down on the right corner. His three, all nylon. Adams goes on top, 34-31.
Ben Foster was just hanging out in the corner, waving his arms. Guys, give me the ball, give me the ball. And he was able to come down and make them pay.
That is the second three-pointer of the sectional for Foster, who hit one when he scored 8 points against Mishawaka Tuesday. Ludwig drove the baseline and flipped it up and in. They said foul on the floor before the shot. It is going to go against Quintez Columbus, and it will be just an inbound play for Penn instead.
Yeah, and not surprisingly, the home crowd not happy about that call, because it was a pretty move. But it did look like he got fouled driving to the basket before the shot.
To Ludwig on the left wing. Now Lutz in the corner. The three is good. And that is the first three for Penn tonight as Lutz buries it. He hit three of them last night en route to 20 points and joining the 1,000-point club, and we're tied at 34. The other end off the back iron on the three-point try, and Applegate with the Penn rebound. The layup for Lutz doesn't go. Shaq Johnson has the rebound. On the left baseline, King. His shot misses. Johnson with the rebound, and he'll get fouled.
Yeah, and he went up strong, and there was no way he was going to be able to put that up and down because I believe Hoskins and Applegate surrounded Shaq Johnson, but he was smart to at least attempt it because now he's at the free throw line.
Noah Applegate picks up his first foul. 5:37 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. We're tied 34-34. Shaq Johnson to the free throw line. A team high 15, and he'll stay there after missing the first foul shot.
Well, and Penn's lucky because both Applegate and Hoskins were right there to get the foul called on Applegate at this point, with Hoskins sitting there with two fouls already.
Johnson dribbles, bends the knees. The second free throw is good. He breaks the tie, and Adams leads Penn 35-34 with 5:33 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Drew Lutz gets a screen from Applegate, goes to the left, passes down to the corner to Ludwig, gives it right back to Lutz on the wing. A screen again by Applegate. Penetrating and driving the right side of the lane, Drew Lutz called for traveling.
Yeah, one too many steps. He picked up his dribble right around the free throw line and took too many steps to drive to the basket. It looked like he was getting ready to pass the ball, but ended up taking it to the hoop and got called for the too many steps.
Lutz averages 7.6 assists per game. Columbus drives, a wraparound pass across the lane, was picked off initially by Hoskins, then it was knocked away. Penn gets it up court, Applegate lays it in, a game-high 17, and Penn goes on top, 36-35, just under five to play in the third.
Yeah, Adam needs to do a better job of limiting what Applegate is doing, which may be difficult, but he's getting a lot of easy looks around the basket.
King skips down the left baseline. And he's going to be fouled. It's going to be Noah Applegate, whistled for his second. That is the third on Penn. Adams has two here in the third quarter. 4:46 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. 36-35 Penn. Adams to inbound. Jeffries looking a long time and finally gets it into Chuck Worsham, who just came in. He blazes down the left baseline and lays it in.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chuck Worsham is so fast. When he wants to take off, man, he's going to be tough to keep in bounds.
Applegate drives back at the other end and lays it in. He now has 19, which is near his 19.8 per game average, and Penn goes back on top by a point. Back and forth they go here in the third quarter. We have had six ties in this ball game. Chuck Worsham off the screen, goes to the right, passes outside. Jeffries for a three is good.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of adversity coming right into the face of Adams, and they are not backing down.
Nobody hit a three in the first half as Applegate drives and lays it in. Nobody hit a three in the first half. There have been three here in the third quarter. Applegate's layup ties us at 40.
I don't think Penn has run an offensive play the last four trips down the floor.
Worsham's pull-up from the free throw line misses. Drew Lutz with the rebound. Outside, Ludwig hesitates, then drives off the glass. It won't go. Ends up with his own rebound after it gets tipped over to him. He goes back up and draws a foul.
Adams foul charge number 23, Johnson.
It's going to be Shaq Johnson, and that's his third. So that's key with 3:37 to play in the third quarter. I don't think Johnson has come out for any time when a game has been on the line in these two games so far this week.
And he can't. I mean, you're going to have to ride him, you know, because he is your guy underneath. And, you know, where is Penn's strength? I mean, it's Keegan Hoskins and Noah Applegate. Right now, Noah Applegate is killing them with 21 points. But you can't take Shaq Johnson out of this game. You need him for his rebounding. You need him for his presence down low.
Ludwig bends his knees, misses the second free throw after making the first. Shaq Johnson with his eighth rebound as Ludwig goes 1-for-2 at the line. He has 10 points. It's the third time in as many games in this sectional. Ludwig has been in double figures. It's 41-40 Penn. Adams with a basketball, moving right to left. 3:19 to play in the Rossini's Pizza. Third errant pass out of bounds and over to the Kingsmen.
Yeah, miscommunication there by Adams. They were trying the back door, and the pass is just a little errant. So they're going to turn it over to the Kingsmen.
3:15 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Penn on top, 41-40. Drew Lutz with a basketball. Bounces it over to Hickey on the left. Applegate up top, and then Lutz. Applegate calls for it, gets it back. Swings it down to the corner as they move it around the perimeter. Lutz standing back near midcourt. On the first end, down to the corner, it's Applegate for three. Off the back iron. Rebound taken by Jeffries. Jeffries doesn't have numbers. He is going to be fouled on the floor as he tries to take it to the hole.
I love watching fans. That's one of my favorite things to do. Since fan is short for fanatic, you definitely see all kinds. And I just love the irrational screaming.
Drew Lutz whistled for his second. Shaq Johnson with a hook over Applegate that's good. Johnson with 18 points as he and Applegate play back and forth. Johnson with 18, Applegate with 21, the two leading scorers in this game. And Adams goes back on top by one.
Well, and he's given up 4 to 6 inches to Applegate. I mean, what a nice little baby hook.
Applegate drives. It won't go. Rebound Johnson and up to Jeffries. 2-on-1. Jeffries all the way. It won't go. Johnson battling for the rebound. It ends up into the hands, though, of Carter Hickey. Drew Lutz will back it out. Little up fake and up top to Applegate. To the corner to Hickey. Down low, Hoskins will bank it down.
Well, it's a nice job by Hoskins. Clearing out a little bit of space, allowing that entry pass to come in, and there was no defender on his inside between him and the basket. Easy layup.
Well, Johnson, with those three fouls, had to back off a little bit. Couldn't get too close to him. Penn on top by a point with a minute 40 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. The Penn reserve standing up in front of their bench. Jeffries with a crossover into the lane. The runner goes, and a foul as well.
What a nice drive there by Jeffries. I mean, he just kind of teardropped that one in. It goes hard to the deck, but he's going to have a chance at the three-point play.
Did they say Derek Durda on
that? Yep.
Well, they had him for two in the first half, I thought.
I've got him for three total, yeah.
And they say two up there on the scoreboard.
I've definitely got him for three.
We'll have to.
Because we had a conversation.
I know we did.
Yeah.
A minute 32 to play in the third quarter. Adams 44, Penn 43. Timeout on WSBT. Adams 44, Penn 43 at the Palace in this 4A sectional championship game. As this game continues to go back and forth, we had four ties in the first half, three ties so far here in the second half. Penn brings a five-game winning streak into tonight's sectional championship. The winner of this one plays the winner of the Portage sectional next week in Michigan City. That is Valparaiso and Chesterton going head-to-head. Jeffries at the line, misses the free throw. Hoskins with the Penn rebound. 44-43. Adams by a point. Penn with a basketball. A minute 22 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Ludwig to Applegate. Into the lane. King, chest to chest with him. Inside it goes to Hoskins. Johnson is down there. Hoskins turns and banks it down.
And that was just the difference of a taller guy going up and over and able to hit the layup.
Penn by a point. Chuck Worsham is in there, and Adams with probably its quickest lineup. Worsham, Foster, Jeffries, all out there. Quintez Columbus getting a breather. King and Johnson on the floor as well. 45 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Adams in the half court, trailing by a point. See if they try to play for shot with Penn setting up at a 2-3 zone. Worsham decides to drive from the right. He scoops it up and catches the iron and drops through.
Man, what a pretty little layup. He had just enough English on the ball when it hit the backboard just to kind of crawl in. I'm sure he's done it 1,000 times on the playground, but that was pretty.
Adams by one. Pull-up jumper from the left. Does not go for Drew Lutz. We've got a foul on the rebound. Is that Shaq Johnson?
It is.
Oh, my goodness. That is four on him with 15.2 seconds to play in the third.
And that's going to bring in Columbus for Johnson. So Johnson's going to sit down at least till the end of the third quarter, which is 15.2 seconds away.
That is the biggest foul of the night. The first player to pick up four. Inbound goes to Applegate with Jeffries on his hip. Applegate banks it in. He has 23, penned by one. Quintez Columbus with 5 seconds to go. Jeffries drives with the left hand, floats it up there. Won't go. Offensive rebound. King up and in. And Adams at the end of the third quarter leads 48-47.
Yeah, what a nice little offensive board there. Nobody was thinking about going for the rebound because there was so little time left on the clock. But here comes Lynn King for the nice offensive board and the easy putback.
48-47. Adams leads Penn by one at the end of the Rossini's Pizza third. Back after this 1 minute timeout with fourth quarter action on 96.1 WSBT, the sports lead. Start of the fourth quarter, and Adams with a basketball. A steal though by Keegan Hoskins for Penn. Adams on top, 48-47. Adams has led at the end of the first three quarters tonight. They led by three at the end of the first, and at halftime, Keegan Hoskins from the right block turns and hits the shot. Hoskins had just 2 points in the first half. He now has eight, and Penn goes on top, 49-48. Jeffries falls. Loose ball picked up by Lutz. Coming back the other way. A loose ball. King is down to get it. And what are they going to call? A timeout is taken by Adams as King grabs possession.
Well, I love seeing players get dirty and get on the floor. That's going to be a full timeout by Adams, a well-placed timeout, because every possession is going to be important.
7:17 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams 48, Penn 49 on WSBT. After an Adams timeout, the Eagles with a basketball, trailing Penn 49-48, 7:03 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams playing a little four corners with Chuck Worsham standing back near midcourt holding the ball. Penn set up in a 2-3 zone, not coming out. Al Rhodes calling over to Drew Lutz, signaling what to do, and they come out a little bit as Hickey came out. Lutz going for a steal and is able to get it as Adams turns it over. Lutz to Hoskins, runs into King to the corner to Hickey. He'll hit his first three of the night.
Good time for him to hit his first three. It's like you said, Penn was 0 for 9 in the first half. Much better so far in the second.
Penn by four, their biggest lead, actually second biggest lead of the game. They got out to a 10-4 lead to start the game, and then Adams went on a 13-4 run to close the first quarter. Foster, right corner, his three doesn't go. Ludwig with the Penn rebound, his fifth board of the night. 52-48 with 6:05 remaining. Penn on top. Drew Lutz, who got to 1,000 points last night, passes off to Bo Ludwig. Ludwig looking at a double team. Nearly a steal by Foster. Applegate now stripped, but he'll draw a foul.
That looked like a pretty clean strip to me, but the refs are going to get a lot of love for that call.
Shaq Johnson comes in. Johnson picked up his fourth foul with 15.2 seconds left in the third. He comes in with 5:51 remaining. Foster sits down. And the foul was called on Worsham. That's his second. Down to the right corner to Ludwig. And Worsham, oh, they're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to call a chicken wing elbow on Ludwig, and that'll be his fourth.
And he is not happy about that call, and neither is anyone in here wearing black or gold. I'll tell you what, and I think they realize that's his fourth foul as well. Ludwig had a few choice words for the ref. I'm surprised he didn't tee him up, to be perfectly honest with you.
So Ludwig becomes the first Penn player to pick up four. It's Ludwig for Penn, Shaq Johnson for Adams, the two players with four fouls now tonight. 5:26 remaining. Penn on top, 52-48. Adams with a basketball. Jeffries looks inside to Johnson. Dribbles once, turns and shoots. It won't go. Rebound to Lutz and the Kingsmen. Lutz looks over to Al Rhodes, who barks instructions from the Kingsmen bench. Bounce pass over to Ludwig. He went to his right, then back to the left. On the wing to Applegate. gets a screen and drives down, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Lynn King.
Yeah, and that's going to be the seventh, I believe, on Adams. So that is going to put the Kingsmen on the line.
And it's the third foul on King. Again, Penn, a very good free throw shooting team at 75%. So anytime we're talking about free throw, that's actually still just the sixth. They
put
it up there quickly.
They did put that up there fast. Wow.
But in any case, advantage Penn if this comes down to free throws.
Absolutely.
Down the stretch. To the right corner, Lutz. The three does not go, and King goes up to clear the rebound for the Eagles. Penn by four. Adams with the basketball. The Penn crowd wanted a double dribble.
Wow.
As Jeffries nearly lost the handle but got it back. A lob and an alley-oop. It goes from Worsham to Jeffries, who lays it in. He has 19, and it's a two-point game.
Yeah, a little complacency there by the Penn defense. They were all shifted over to one side of the court and allowed Jeffries to come in from behind. Nice pass and a alley-oop layup for Jeffries.
Sophomore to sophomore, 52-50. Penn leads, and away from the ball, we've got a foul. This is going to be Lynn King, and that is his fourth.
Well, and neither one of these teams is super deep as far as going into their bench. So, I mean, these fouls are super important with 4:14 left.
Applegate misses the front end of the one-and-one, and Clint King, who fouled him, pulls down the rebound. 52-50, Adams on top, Quintez Columbus left corner. This is a long two. He hits, and we are tied at 52.
Yeah, it was a nice little play there because it looked like he was going to drive, and he was able to get his defender stepping back. He was able to go up strong with his foot on the line for two.
Columbus scores for the first time tonight. He had 19 against Mishawaka, 13 last night in the win over Clay. Kick outside, Lutz for three, hard off the back iron. Rebound is out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Kingsmen.
Tell you what, so far, I'm watching Lutz. He's missed everyone except for one of his threes. He's one of six from three. And he's had some open looks.
What's Penn? Penn's only got two, right, for the game?
Correct. Yep. They are 2 of 15.
2 of 15 now after going 0 for 9 in the first half. Bounce pass inside. Too much underneath the basket was Applegate. And Jeffries has the rebound. We're tied at 52 with 3.5 minutes remaining. To the right corner. Columbus with an up fake. Now a step back three. Air ball. Shaq Johnson. Rebound doesn't go. And I think the foul is going to go on Foster as Applegate took the rebound. So that's the third on Foster, and I took a deep breath for a second because Johnson was down there, and I thought for a split second he was gone.
Yeah, and that would have been devastating for Adams to lose, arguably their best player with 3:23 left in the game. So, collective breath if you're an Eagles fan. Shaq Johnson still in. In comes Lynn King for Foster. So now you've got four fouls on King and Johnson in the game.
Regardless of the way this goes, you want to see the best players in the game because we want this to come down right to the wire, don't we?
Absolutely.
Applegate hits the free throw. He has a game-high 24 points and gives Penn a 53-52 lead. He averages 19.8 per game. Second free throw rattles down. He has 25. Penn's lead is 2. 3:20 remaining. Chuck Worsham, the lightning fast sophomore guard, passes to his left to Quintez Columbus. Back to Worsham on the wing. Gets a screen and bounces it off for King on the wing. Down to the left corner, Columbus. He'll put up a three, and it crawls right through.
Well, and this is a great time for Quintez Columbus to get hot. He's had a great sectional championship game in the semis and in the first round. Man, he can come alive right here. That could be huge for Adams.
He was 0 for 2 from long range last night. Now Bo Ludwig for 3. It won't go. Out of bounds off Johnson and Adams. It'll stay with Penn. 55-54. The Adams Eagles lead the Penn Kingsmen with 2:45 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
And another miss from 3 for Penn. 13%. As of right now from 3, 2 of 16.
Lutz inbounds, and the easy bank down is good for Applegate. who leads everyone with 27 tonight. Penn goes back on top, 56 to 55, and there's 2:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Columbus thought about a three from the left. Down to the right corner, it goes to Jeffries. Outside and back up top to Worsham, looking at the Penn 2-3 zone. 56-55 Penn, 2:22 remaining. Chuck Worsham standing on the P near half court. On the dribble as Penn lays off defensively. He will bounce it off to Jeffries, and Chad Johnston, the Adams head coach, calls time. 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's Penn 56, Adams 55. Sectional championship basketball presented by Bethel and the Bethel Athletic Department on WSBT. Penn last won a sectional championship 5 years ago. It's been just 2 years since Adams claimed a sectional crown. Ironically, somewhat, that was out at South Bend, Washington, with Chad Johnston. The Adams head coach was still at Washington. He hasn't won a sectional since 2010 when he was at Washington still. So something's got to give here tonight.
Well, and I believe he beat Penn to do it. So there you go.
There it is. Penn 56, Adams 55. Adams inbounds, 2:08 remaining in the fourth quarter. Penn extends the defense. Left corner, it is Lynn King called for a double dribble.
Wow. Tough call there on the drive down the baseline, but it's going to give Penn possession with that one-point lead with 2 minutes to go.
Check of the fouls. Lynn King has four. Shaq Johnson has four, both for Adams. Bo Ludwig with four for Penn. Derek Durda also has three for the Kingsmen. And he is not in the game right now. He picked up three after Keegan Hoskins picked up two fouls in the first 3 minutes of the game, and Hoskins has been foul-free since then.
Travel.
Loose ball. There. Applegate has it, and as he picks it up.
Sorry.
What are you doing over here, Vince?
Oh, I'm getting out of control. I'm getting into fan mode.
You're like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli over there.
Well, it was actually a great play by Applegate. The ball was loose. He tried to dive after it, but he ended up sliding about five different feet with the ball, so it ended up being a travel.
Nearly a steal punched into backcourt by Hickey. Jeffries with the basketball gets doubled as Penn brings out and turns up the defense. It's thrown away by Worsham. A minute 20 remaining in this game. Penn 56, Adams 55 as the two teams trade turnovers.
What?
Drew Lutz with the basketball backs it out.
As I say, Penn doesn't need to do anything special here. Just dribble around, make Adams come to you. You've got the lead with a minute to play.
Lutz has the basketball, guarded by Jeffries. Exactly one to play in the fourth quarter. Penn leads by a point. Lutz bounces it out to Ludwig, and Chad Johnston telling his team to foul. Columbus goes for a steal. The ball is loose. Columbus is tied up on the deck. A jump ball is called. Who's got the basketball? Possession arrow keeps it with the Kingsmen.
Oh, good hands by Adams, too, to get in there and pop that ball out. They just weren't able to grab complete control. Penn's going to call a timeout here. Settle everybody down.
56 to 55, Penn on top, and Al Rhodes calls a timeout with 49.2 seconds left in the sectional championship game at Penn on WSBT. So Chad Johnston, with Penn on top by a point and 49.2 seconds left, was telling his Adams team to go for a foul. They ended up nearly getting a steal. They got a jump ball. Here's the problem. We talked about this earlier. If it comes down to free throws, Penn shoots 74%. Carter Hickey is a 62% shooter. Lutz is 82%. Ludwig, 71%. Applegate, their big man, 77%. And the worst one is Hoskins at 62%. He and Hickey. So who are you going to foul out there? You got to try to get one of the two 62% guys. But Lutz is going to try to keep it in his hands as long as possible. As everybody now stands down in front of us. Lutz with a basketball. Drives on the right. Takes it all the way. And Jeffries will hack him.
Well, and a good drive there by Lutz. I mean, he was either going to get the two or he was going to get fouled. So now he has a chance to not necessarily ice the game, because if he hits two, they're still only up by three, which is one possession, but to extend that lead a little bit more.
Jeffries picks up his third foul, Penn leading by a point, 38.9 seconds to play as Lutz hits his first free throw. Actually, his second free throw attempt of the night. He missed one earlier. Again, an 82% foul shooter. 118 attempts coming into tonight. It gives Penn a two-point lead. The left-hander puts the second one up, hits it, and the lead is three. 58-55, Penn by three, and the Penn fans are going to stand now, and we'll have to try to stand and get a little bit higher. And Applegate with a steal down in the corner. A bad pass by Jeffries, and here comes Drew Lutz. Lutz is going to be fouled from behind by Worsham with 24.2 seconds remaining.
Well, and now, obviously, Drew Lutz can go to the line and ice this game for Penn. 24 seconds left, a two-possession game. That's some uphill sledding there if you're Adams.
Jeffries kind of tried to force that pass a little too much, especially with a 6'6" Noah Applegate lurking down there. It was an easy steal for him, and now Lutz goes back to the line after just hitting two. He hits the first and has 10, and now it's a two-possession game, a four-point lead. Chuck Worsham sits down. Ben Foster comes in. 59-55 the score. A four-point Penn lead. Lutz dribbles as the crowd gets silent. He hits the second, and now he's hit four straight free throws. Everybody stands for some reason, because you can't see when you're sitting down. Columbus, top of the key. The three is good, and there's still life in this game. It's a two-point game as Quintez Columbus hits the three from the top of the key.
And Adams is going to take their final timeout of the game with 14.3 left. Full timeout.
14.3 seconds remaining. Penn on top, 60-58. We'll take a timeout on WSBT. 15.3 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Penn had gone on top by five after four straight free throws by Drew Lutz on consecutive possessions. But then Quintez Columbus with his second three of the night and 15.3 seconds left cuts Adams' deficit to 60-58. Now, if you're Adams, I mean, obviously you're going to have to foul, but you can just go for the steal here because either way, you either get the steal or you foul and you stop the clock. Down in the corner, it's Lutz. He'll be wrapped up by Jeffries, and that's obviously the guy you don't want. You'd almost rather foul somebody off the ball just to stop the
right.
clock.
Well, and the thing is, I feel like you could almost call that a jump ball, too.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Because he got his hands in there on the ball, and it seemed like the official was real quick to call the foul. I think
what happens is you're looking for something,
sure.
And that's what you call rather than maybe what you see. Sometimes. Lutz to the line, though. He'll get two. Needs to make both of them, but he doesn't. He misses the first. And Adams with continued life as Shaq Johnson comes back in. They had Tavon Columbus in for him. So it's still just a two-point game with 13.8 seconds left. And that miss changes everything, obviously, because now it'll be a one-possession game either way. Lutz hits the second one. It's a three-point lead, and here's Adams with 11 seconds left. Down to the left corner, Foster. The three is short. The layup is good by Jeffries. The clock is still running.
Why is the clock running?
Isn't it supposed to
yes,
stop on the...
It is supposed to stop on a made basket.
Adams foul charge number two, Ben Foster is more.
They never stop the clock after the made basket. It's a one-point game after the layup by Jeffries. Lutz is going back to the line with 2 seconds left.
The Adams staff isn't complaining.
Does anybody have any timeouts left, Vince?
Penn has one.
Okay. Lutz hits the free throw. Yeah, they lost one. A good four seconds there.
Absolutely.
Because the clock never stopped after the made basket. So there's 2 seconds left. Lutz made the first, and the second crawls through. Inbound, and they're going to have to get it off quickly down by three. They won't, though. They heave at the buzzer, and that's the game. Penn holds off a feisty Adams squad, 63-60. It goes right down to the wire, and Al Rhodes and the Penn Kingsmen claim their first sectional championship in 5 years.
Yeah. Again, man, those 4 seconds would have been huge if you were Adams. At least you get to get down and take a decent shot at it as opposed to heaving up a half quarter. But hey, I mean, what a great game played by both teams. I mean, it was back and forth the entire way. The vast majority of that game, Sean, Adams had four sophomores and a senior on the floor. So, I mean, I know you hate to do this 1 minute after your season ends, but man, their future is super bright on the east side of South Bend.
No, absolutely. Foster and Johnson, I mean, two really good players, the only seniors who started. And just like you said, you go down the roster and pretty much everybody else is a sophomore that Adams is going to have back next season, with the exception of Tavon Columbus, who's a junior. So a lot coming back for the Adams Eagles next year. But for Penn, this senior-laden team for the Kingsmen claims its first sectional crown. They've been building to this. They're now 22-3, and they will be presented the sectional championship trophy on the floor. 63-60, Penn beats Adams to win the sectional championship. We'll take a timeout. We'll have some statistics coming up. Something like that in the post game. And also coming up in a little bit, we will have the Jays Crunchers play of the game, as well as a look back at some of the highlights from the five games this week at the Penn 4A sectional. Let's take a timeout right now with Penn beating Adams 63-60 for their first sectional title in 5 years on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
On 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
63-60, Penn over Adams to claim the first sectional championship in 5 years for Al Rhodes. It's just Al Rhodes' second sectional title at Penn, which is amazing for a Hall of Fame coach. Over 600 wins, obviously a state championship at Warsaw back in 1984. Second sectional championship. You never know, like, when we look at how basketball is so much about matchups and not knowing what those teams playing over in the Portage sectional look like. They played Valpo not that long ago, but you don't know, is this the team that can make a run a little bit farther to semi-state or whatever it happens to be?
Well, and if Valpo is the one that ends up winning that sectional, that's obviously who Penn is going to get in the morning game of the regional. That's going to be a tough matchup. There is no question. The tougher game is the first game of that regional.
They played Valpo back on January 5th and won 78-64. That was actually the day after they played Adams, interestingly enough.
There you go.
Vince, get us through some stats.
All right. So both teams shot, again, very, very well. Penn shot 49% from the field, 24 of 49, while Adams was 50%, 25 of 50. Penn's three-point, we talked about this one throughout the broadcast, 2 of 16, that's only 13%, while Adams was 4 of 8 for 50%. From the free throw line, Penn hit 13 of 18, that's 72%, while Adams only got to the free throw line 9 times, but they hit 6, but that's only 67%. I've got Adams out-rebounding Penn 29 to 25 overall, slightly edging out Penn in the offensive rebound category. Second chance points, I don't usually read this one off, but I thought it was interesting. South Bend Adams 15, Penn 10. So a good job on the boards there for Adams. So some individual scoring first for Adams. Jeffries was 9 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He had 16 points in the paint, 21 overall. Shaq Johnson in his final game as an Adams Eagles, he was 7 of 9 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 14 points in the paint. He had 18. Quintez Columbus, 3 of 9 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. He ended the night with 8. Chuck Worsham, 3 of 8 from the field. 6 of his points came from inside the paint. Lynn King was 2 of 5. He had 2 points in the paint. He had 4 overall. And Ben Foster, in his final game as an Eagle, he was 1 of 4, all threes, so he had 3 points. For the victorious Penn Kingsmen, the sectional champs, Noah Applegate led all scorers. He was 12 of 17 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 22 points in the paint. He had 27. Drew Lutz, another senior, 3 of 10 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. He had 14 points tonight. Bo Ludwig, 4 of 12 from the field. He missed all five of his threes, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He had 10. Keegan Hoskins, 4 of 5 from the field. He had 8 points tonight. Carter Hickey, 1 of 4 from the field. They were all threes. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He had 4 points. So Penn, they had 5 scorers. All 5 were their starters. So 4 seniors and a junior getting on the scoreboard for Penn. Your final score, Penn 63, Adams 60.
Congratulations to the Penn Kingsmen beating Adams 63-60 to claim their first sectional title in 5 years. This group of seniors, Drew Lutz, Bo Ludwig, Noah Applegate, Keegan Hoskins, has been together for a long time, and the way they play and the way they share the ball and do things, you can tell, not just small, but they have a feel for where they are on the floor. You can tell they've played together for a while. It's a really good, fundamentally sound team. And again, a tip of the hat to Chad Johnston's Adams crew. It's a lot younger. Two really good seniors, Shaq Johnson and Ben Foster, will be leaving, but a bunch of sophomores who saw a lot of time this year, they'll be back. And really, when you look at the turnover in the conference, they've got to be, along probably with Marion, probably two of the favorites to, at the top of the NIC going into next year.
There's no question. And actually, Washington
and St. Joe. Washington.
Everybody.
I'm sitting here. I thought that a little too quick. I mean, no, there's going to be some good competition at the top of the conference.
There's going to be some excellent competition because, you know, like you said, St. Joe was sophomore-led. Washington was junior-led. It's funny because as we were watching, you know, this whole week, I remember thinking to myself when Carter Hickey was bringing the ball up one time that he was looking at four seniors and who is he going to pass it to. Next year, it's going to be completely different.
That's true.
He's going to be looking at four completely new guys on the floor, no matter how you slice it.
That's true.
So it's going to be a learning experience for him because he's had those guys in his hip pocket his whole career here at Penn. So, but you know what? You know, the Penn, the size of school that they are, the program that they run, they just reload. I'm sure we'll get to know some new names for the Kingsmen. But, yeah, the NIC should be one heck of a conference next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
With all the experience coming back throughout the conference.
63-60, Penn over Adams of this championship game of the Penn sectional. Of course, this was the fifth game of the week, and we've had fun being here for all five games this week.
There is no question. I am super excited that we were able to be here for all five games. We had some great games to call. I mean, Hoosier Hysteria at its best.
Yep.
I mean, we're sitting at the top with the 4A group, and I mean, what a great time. Couldn't be more excited to be here, and you never know. Maybe we'll get a few more games this year.
Hey, who knows? Right now, we're going to look back at some of the action from this week. Here are some highlights from the five games we had here on 96.1 WSBT, culminating with this championship game here tonight. Jablonski has it stripped away. Worsham charging up court with a right hand. Has it blocked as Brayshawn White comes flying out of nowhere to knock it out of bounds.
What an amazing block.
Back left corner. There is Grant Jablonski with his second three-pointer of the game. Adams with a four-point lead in the basketball. Just under four to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. The drive and the finger roll by Worsham. And the lead back up to six for the Eagles.
Yeah, once again, a miscommunication there by the caveman. Worsham kind of drove to the lane. Everybody kind of looked at each other like, you're going to come over and help, right? And nobody did.
Jalen Jennings passes down to the right corner. It is Wesley who pulls up and hits from 17 feet away. 13 seconds to go as they continue to pass it back and forth. Wesley passes outside to Jennings. 7 seconds. Jennings, a jump stop, puts it up and it rattles around the rim and down. Lutz passes down to the corner. There's Hoskins on the right baseline. He'll use the glass to knock it down.
Very fundamental, using the glass. You just don't see that enough these days. I like it. Seen this year.
Still by Wesley. Here comes Johnson with the show and the throwdown. To inbound from the baseline. Applegate catches it out near the Penn logo on the court. 10 seconds to play in the third. Penn with a basketball, down two. Lutz is doubled, gets it off to Applegate. Ludwig alone puts up a three, knocks it down. He falls to the floor, and that'll be the end of the third quarter.
Huge, huge play for the Kingsmen there at the end of the period to go up one with one quarter to play.
Lutz spins off a defender. Right baseline, Applegate, guarded by the smaller Guyton. Applegate drives off the glass in the rim and down. He has 13. And Penn goes back on top by two. And goes Josh Black and back to Allen once again with Quintez Columbus picking up the defensive pressure. Here's the steal, and Columbus goes up and finger rolls it through.
Has good hands by Columbus out deep.
Now Columbus deflects a pass, looks up court. Nobody there as he zips it down low for Jeffries. Now to the trailing Shaq Johnson right through the lane. The layup is good. Oh,
that was nice ball movement there by the Eagles.
Clay coming back the other way, down by nine, a chance to get a little closer. Up faking from the right elbow. Johnson sinks it from there. To pull away. Offensive rebound by Johnson. He flips it up court to Jeffries, who throws it down.
And finally, something to get this crowd a little bit excited about, the one-handed slam on the fast break.
There to Applegate with a left hand. He comes to the lane. Down to the corner. It's Hickey alone for three, and he'll hit another one. Penn by two. Laporte can tire take the lane to the corner. It is on large, and it is another three-pointer. Inbound and down to the right corner. Inside the arc, it is Otlarge. Hangs in the air, and from the right side of the lane, hits the jumper.
And that was a nice job because he was coming down off of his jump when he shot that.
Backdoor cut and the layup, no good. Offensive rebound, Applegate, and he'll bank it down. Lutz for three! He hits it and the foul! And Drew Lutz on the three-pointer and a chance for a four-point play becomes the seventh Kingsman to grasp 1,000 for his career. Skip pass over to Worsham. It was deflected by Columbus. Didn't see Worsham back there. Intercepted, and Noah Applegate coast to coast with the layup. He has eight, half of Penn's 16 points, and it's a one-point Adams lead. Bounce pass, Applegate, guarded by King, forces it up side of the backboard. Worsham with the rebound. Up court, Worsham goes behind his back, spins inside, layup won't go, but Shaq Johnson cleaning more offensive glass, and he lays it in. He has 15 points, and Adams leads 29-24. With the Adams rebound, tied at 31, Jeffries. Foster down to the right corner. His three, all nylon. Adams goes on top 34-31.
Ben Foster was just hanging out in the corner, waving his arms. Guys, give me the ball, give me the ball. And he was able to come down and make him pay, driving to the basket before the shot.
To Ludwig on the left wing. Now Lutz in the corner. The three is good. And that is the first three for Penn tonight as Lutz buries it. He hit three of them last night en route to 20 points and joining the 1,000-point club, and we are tied at 34.
As of right now, from three, 2 of 16.
Lutz inbounds, and the easy bank down is good for Applegate, who leads everyone with 27 tonight. Penn goes back on top, 56-55, and there's 2:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Everybody stands for some reason, because you can't see when you're sitting down. Columbus, top of the key. The three is good. And there's still life in this game. It's a two-point game as Quintez Columbus hits the three from the top of the key. So there's 2 seconds left. Lutz made the first. And the second crawls through. Inbound. And they're going to have to get it off quickly down by three. They won't, though. They heave at the buzzer. And that's the game. Penn holds off a feisty Adams squad, 63-60. It goes right down to the wire, and Al Rhodes and the Penn Kingsmen claim their first sectional championship in 5 years. So there's a look back at some of the highlights from this week as Penn defeats Adams 63-60 to win the sectional championship. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up right now. We'll just say all of those highlights were brought to you by Jay's Crunchers potato chips. I don't think we could top a bucket load of highlights like that, Vince. But again, glad we got to be here this week. Congratulations to Penn. Congratulations to Adams as well for as far as they got. Maybe we'll be doing some more games. We're really not sure yet, but hey, we will find out very soon.
Well, if we don't, we had a good one to go out on. Yep. And, you know, talking about Adams, I think they're still a year away. If you talk to Coach Chad Johnston, he's been excited about this club and what they have in front of them. And I think going to the championship game just builds on that foundation that he sees coming. So, I mean, that's no consolation prize for Ben Foster and Shaq Johnson,
right,
who you know, have gone through a coaching change, and they did everything they could, you know, as seniors, just being their last game. But, man, the future is super bright for the Adams Eagles. Not taking anything away from Penn. They are senior-laden. They've been building up to this point. This is their year to make some noise, and I'm excited to see what happens for them next week.
63-60, Penn over Adams. They win the sectional. They'll move on to regionals at Michigan City next week. So for Vince D'Addario all week long, from Embry in the studios, I'm Sean Steyer saying so long. You've been listening to the 4A sectional championship at Penn, presented by Bethel and the Bethel Athletic Department, on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
And Matt Embry in the U.S. Signcrafters Studios with another scoreboard update. We'll do the postgame just like we did last night. We'll take a look throughout the classifications, 4A all the way down to 1A. What we can tell you, though, is Penn is headed to Michigan City. Penn defeats Adams tonight, 63-60. U.S. Signcrafters, if your company needs to make an impression, call U.S. Signcrafters today. Elsewhere in Class 4A, Northridge is also headed to Michigan City. They defeat the Warsaw Tigers tonight at Northside Gym, 59-46. And it looks like Munster also is headed to Michigan City. They have a commanding 49-30 lead with under two to play against Lowell. And at the half, Chesterton leads Valpo 20-17. Of course, the winner of that game will face Penn in the first of the two regional semifinals coming up next Saturday in Michigan City. In Class 3A, among local opponent results, Culver Military Academy has defeated Marion. Mishawaka Marion's season comes to an end, unfortunately, 52-41. But not before Jaden Ivey makes some history for the Knights. He becomes the all-time leading scorer in school history, passing former Knight and Notre Dame prospect and standout Demetrius Jackson. Also in Class 3A, backing up their win last night over Northwood, Tippy Valley gets another victory over the host Wawa C at the Hardwood TP, 43-31. In Class 2A, Westview is a winner over Prairie Heights tonight, 63-46. Michigan City Marquette Catholic defeats North Junction, 59-49. And Argus defeats Triton, 47-37. And one final score to report in Class A among the local opponents, Gary 21st Century winner over Couch, 75-62.